Welcome back to the warm-up show here on 104.9 KLMJ as we count down to Clarksville football on this Thursday evening as they have their non-district finale here at home as they host Belle Plaine. And kickoff is coming up. We're pleased to be joined by the head coach of Clarksville football, Darren Bolin. And coach, a short prep week to get ready for tonight's game. How's that? How has that gone?
Yeah, it certainly has been a short week, and it's something that we haven't had to deal with this year yet, but made it even shorter with the JV game on Monday, and our kids, they had a good week of practice, so they're ready to play.
And for your team, your team has been playing some really great football here of late. Here in your last four games, all wins, have been putting up points in bunches. Your thoughts on how the team's been trending, especially on the offensive side of the ball?
Yeah, exactly. Especially on that offensive side, we're a very good team offensively. Our kids got confidence on that side of the ball. And, we're big up front and we're strong. And Nathan Moon is a hard guy to break down. And, then Bowden Miller is getting better each week, and he's got our speed to the outside. So we're starting to have a little bit of a 1-2 punch with those two guys.
And having that kind of depth in the running position with that being a strong foundation for your team's offense, how that proves to be great going forward as you make your playoff push here over the next couple weeks.
Yeah, it's nice to have another option besides Nathan, because we relied on him, for the first three weeks of the season, and now Bowden's getting a little bit more comfortable with it, and we got some other younger guys with some speed that are getting a little bit more comfortable, and I think that's just going to complement each other and make us a little bit more tougher going forward.
Getting a chance to play at home, the excitement there as your team has been on the road quite a bit to this point in the season, including a long trip down to Colonesco last week.
Yeah, we're definitely the road warriors, that's for sure. I mean, it is nice to be home. It's going to be parents' night, so it's going to be a kind of a special night for the kids and their parents, and we're just going to, expect a large crowd because we always have a great support, and it's going to be fun to be at home again.
Your thoughts on your opponent facing Belle Plaine, a team you know well. You played them the last couple years as well, kind of a different team, though, not coached by your brother anymore, but some of the players on those teams are returning.
Yeah, Belle Plaine just always plays tough. It doesn't matter where they're at, if they're rebuilding or whether they got an experienced squad, they play hard. And it looks like on film that's what they're going to be doing again this game. So we got to be ready, and we just got to be able to stay focused and do what we do best. And that's, on the offensive side, run the ball and control the line of scrimmage. And I think our guys are up to that.
And your scouting report on Belle Plaine, Aiden Tim has been really good as a dual threat attack for them. Their senior quarterback, 400 yards each in passing and rushing, and then has produced as well 13 touchdowns.
Yeah, he's been a starter, since his sophomore year. Every year we've been playing him, so he's their go-to guy. And then they got the two twins who are just, anchors on the line of scrimmage and defensive leaders, and they just play hard. But, yeah, they got some experience coming back then, and we just can't take them lightly.
And what coverage looks like facing a team like that wants to attack in both ways, and you have a dual-threat quarterback like that, do you have a spy on him, or is it just kind of put pressure on him to get him uncomfortable?
Yeah, no, we definitely, that's been a problem for us this year is the quarterback, when they have a good quarterback that can run the ball and be a little shifty, and he's exactly the type of quarterback that has been causing us problems. So we do have to have a spy on him and, maybe two spies on him, because last week we didn't do a very good job with it, and we just got to be able to figure that out.
With only 2 days to prep for this game, how your team's been able to utilize that time to make the most of it to be before the game here this evening?
Well, you know, we usually take the night before a game to kind of just go over things to review, and it's kind of a light practice. This week we can't have that. We just got to have, you know, we had two great practices on Tuesday and Wednesday, hard practices. So that's kind of the difference for this week.
And you're fine. As it's parents' night, the cool opportunity from what you've heard with that here this evening, as part of the festivities here for tonight's game.
Yeah, you know, our parents have they've done a lot of great things with our program. They've supported our program. They're part of the Booster Club, and it's just, you know, it's a night that we can say thank you to them and recognize them, and we're happy that their sons have committed to the game of football.
Your keys to the game, Coach, as a really good non-district game at home to prepare you for two really big matchups in the final 2 weeks of the season back in district play.
Yeah, you know, we just got to continue doing what we've done the first couple of weeks, and that's be able to run the ball and control it. And, you know, and I keep saying this, but we got to be able to throw the ball a little bit too. And I think last week we were able to run the ball outside a little bit more than what we have been, which is good. And now we just got to be able to add the little passes to that, so we're a little bit more diverse.
Final thoughts, Coach, as kickoff is inching ever closer here on this Friday night, on this Thursday night here for your team, as you take on Belle Plaine.
Yeah, you know, it's just going to be a great atmosphere again, being at home and in front of our fans. And, you know, it's Belle Plaine is kind of a special game, so we're looking forward to it.
Well, Coach, best of luck to you and the team as you take on Belle Plaine here this evening, and we'll catch up with you after the final whistle.
All right, thanks, Josh.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of Clarksville football, Darren Boland, for joining us here on the warm-up show. More is coming up as we count down to kickoff here this evening between Clarksville and Belle Plaine. It's Clarksville football here on 104.9 KLMJ.